Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's my absolute privilege to be joining you today, and I appreciate you tuning in. Today, I have a guest on the show who is a Lifestyles Unlimited member and a single family mentor from the Houston office, Sorrell Warren. And for the next hour, we're going to review just how Sorrell was able to real estate retire himself in just a very short amount of time. In fact, I would say possibly a shorter amount of time than Sorrell had envisioned when he started down this path. We'll get into some common misconceptions associated with real estate investment, and we'll talk about how you can start investing in real estate and creating passive income for yourself. I'm a real estate investor. I own single family properties. I also invest in apartment communities. Sorrell, obviously, is a real estate investor. He owns single family properties and he invests in apartment communities. And Sorrell, like I said earlier, is real estate retired. And let me tell you what, there is no sweeter sound that can come across one's lips than saying the term real estate retired. Hello, Sorrell. I really appreciate you joining us today.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me in your show today.
Absolutely. Sorrell, as we unpeel this show, if you could share a little bit of background about yourself.
Absolutely. Be happy to. First, I want to tell you that not only am I real estate retired, as we speak today, I'm living the lifestyle. I flew into Cancun, this area over to Isla Mujeres. And as I'm talking to you, I'm sitting in my Airbnb, looking out across my pool to the ocean, having this conversation today.
Get out. I love it. How fantastic. There is nothing better. You're killing me because that's my sweet spot is the beach, the Caribbean, any of that stuff. So fantastic. Absolutely. I hope you got a cold refreshment nearby too.
Well, you know, I don't drink, so I have to get my thrills in other ways.
Okay, fair enough. But nothing like a little salt breeze in the air to really just calm the senses and relax the soul. So, wow, right. I'm happy for you. We should both be down there doing the show from...
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, that's great. That might be the best intro to any show I've ever had. Thanks. So, Sorrell, as we move forward, you had a retirement plan before Lifestyles, and I do want to get into exactly what you did when you found real estate investing, but you've always struck me as the kind of man that just doesn't wing it as he goes through life. Essentially, you strike me as the gentleman that you want to know where you're going before you turn the key in the ignition to the car. So why don't you tell us what your plan was to retire prior to real estate investing?
Well, Mike, I'm glad you see it that way because that's what I've been working to do for the last probably 20 years. But previous to that, I was the guy who kind of winged it. I was in outside sales for a long time, and that's, you know, a straight commission or salary plus commission, lots of up and down income. And I did wing it a lot during those years. And then I had a big slap in the face the month before 9/11. I left a good job to go to what I thought was a better job and turned out not to be. And then 9/11 hit during my little period of unemployment and my struggle for the next couple of years. And I did not file bankruptcy, but I pretty much, you know, had to get rid of everything. I had pretty much a negative net worth or zero net worth. It was negative because I didn't have a lot of debt. But so I started over again and just saving a lot in general, saving in my retirement. I finally took about a year and a half and I got a good job, which I worked there for the next 14 years. And I was investing heavily in the 401k and the IRA because that's all I knew. And as I kind of rose up the corporate ladder, I eventually became a vice president at this company. And as I rose up the corporate ladder, I kept hitting roadblocks to my retirement because the only thing I knew was what everybody's taught about 401ks and IRAs.
Yeah.
And so the government would not let me, at some point, would not let me invest in a Roth IRA because I made too much money. And I was heavily investing in my 401k, and they said I was as a highly compensated employee, I can only contribute the company average.
Yeah, so
by that
run
time,
into
I was
that.
50. Yes, I was over 50, and I was trying to do the maximum 15% plus the over 50 contribution, and they cut that back to 8%. And then the next year, they even though I was doing 8%, the company average had dropped, so they gave me back a check for $2,300 that I contributed, and of course took the taxes out of that.
Right.
And so I kept running into these roadblocks, and then I was in my mid-50s, and I thought I was going to work till I was 70 years old and save, and hopefully retire with, you know, the traditional income from your retirement plans.
Right. It's ironic that the government tells us, or they set up these programs for us to save our way to retirement, yet they put caps on there. They don't you dare save too much, and it's...
Exactly.
It's the silliest doggone thing in the world that you can, for instance, just take the Roth example. You can contribute to a Roth, but if you make over X amount, you can't. And that just doesn't seem quite fair to me. There's a misconception for people that if you make over $100,000 a year, you're wealthy. But I'll tell you this, if you make over $100,000 a year and you have four kids, you are not a wealthy person by any means.
Right.
And if you
suddenly start making over $100,000 a year, I made good money before that, but if you have a 2 to 3 year period where you lose everything and then you start making over $100,000 a year in your 50s, you haven't had the benefit of that high income for the previous 30 years.
Good point. And the government obviously doesn't take into account your past, your previous experiences, what you went through, whether you are in debt at the time that you're making this. They just kind of arbitrarily set this line in the sand, so to speak. Speaking of sand, you being down there in Isla Mujeres, fantastic. But they set a line in the sand, and they say, nope, you make X amount, so you can't contribute over that amount. And that really does that does hurt, especially somebody over the age of 50, and you're trying to accumulate that sum in the conventional world to retire. So they're pushing us out. When we come back, Sorrell, we're going to talk about just what you did to change the game and ultimately become real estate retired. My name's Mike Harrison. We'll be right back.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. If you have any questions or comments or concerns regarding real estate investing, please reach out to me. I do respond personally to each and every email I get, and my email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. Please send that email. I'm here to help. I'm happy to help. I'm happy to review and discuss and anything that may be on your mind regarding real estate investing and becoming real estate retired. Just like my friend Sorrell Warren, who's on the radio show with us live from Isla Mujeres down in Cancun, right? Or Cozumel, Sorrell?
It's an island off the coast of Cancun or Cozumel. There's a ferry from either one, but I flew into Cancun to get here.
Yep, right in that, I know where you are, right in that neck of the woods. I used to scuba dive off of Cozumel, do some drift diving, and I think the water's about 37 different shades of turquoise, wouldn't you say?
It is, absolutely. And I'm scuba diving. I'm coming back in December to scuba dive out of Cozumel.
Outstanding. That is paradise, my friend. Paradise. So Sorrell Warren, for if you're just now tuning in, is real estate retired. He's a real estate investor in the Houston area. He owns single family properties. He also invests passively in apartment communities. He is also a mentor, a real estate mentor, which I am not. I'm just a radio host, but Sorrell's the real deal. He's done it. He's walked the walk. And so that gives him the clout to talk the talk and to help people through this process of acquiring assets and building that passive income. And when your passive income reaches a certain point, you are financially free. Do you have to go to work on Monday? No. If you've got enough money coming in passively to pay the bills, you don't have to. You can choose to, but you don't have to. And Sorrell was able to accomplish this in a very short amount of time. But when we left off, Sorrell was telling us about the fact that he made enough W-2 income that the government wasn't letting him fund his retirement plan to the point that he would have liked to have done so. So, Sorrell, take it from there. What ultimately moved you to look for something different?
Okay, I was a talk radio junkie, like many of our members, and I got in the car to go to lunch one day, frustrated with my retirement situation, and I hear one of the Lifestyles radio programs. This is 2013, and just everything made sense. And so I was actually headed to lunch to a restaurant to sit down and have lunch, and I actually just changed and went over to a fast food place and picked up some food and went to a bar and listened to the entire show that day. And so within a week, I was at a free workshop at Lifestyles Unlimited in Houston, and that night I joined at the first level, meeting with Dell sometime that same month, and joined at the challenge level, one of the upper membership levels for single-family homes. And so that all happened less than a month, probably in just a few weeks, and because I could see a different pattern, and I was ready to go with it. I totally understood it. I believed in it. I wasn't skeptical. But my biggest problem is when I was recovering from my bad financial situation, I had become a Dave Ramsey fan, and I was in the mindset of paying off my personal residence. I had a 15-year loan. I was 1 year into a brand new house, and I was going to pay it off in 6.5 years. And then I was going to save money toward buying my first single-family rental in cash, the way Dave Ramsey suggests doing it. And so when I got to Lifestyles, I was hesitant to use leverage and go into debt with the mortgages on the rental properties.
I had that same thought. I get it. That's a practical, conservative thought, and I think a lot of our listeners have that same thought, is you're geared, don't borrow, and then you come to a free workshop and you join a program where they're telling you borrow. So, yeah, I'm right there. I didn't mean to jump in, but just wanted to add that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I had to actually make a couple of spreadsheets, because when I first joined, what we teach now and what the goal is for most members is to financial freedom and get to your retirement goal. And I initially looked at it a little bit differently, that I was going to continue working. I did love my job, and I was going to continue working until I was 70 years old. I was 55 or so at the time. And I was just looking to have some real estate as supplements to my other types of retirement income, the 401ks and things. And so I had to make a spreadsheet. And looking at the Dave Ramsey way, this is in late 2013, I would have paid off my single family home, my personal residence, I guess I should say. I would have paid that off in November of 2019, so about 2 years ago.
We had
it mapped out to the month almost. And then with eliminating the principal interest on the mortgage, the other money I'd been saving towards paying off debts and doing everything else, I would have had about $3,000 to $4,000 a month. I had the exact number on the spreadsheet, but to save to buy that first in the Houston market back in that time, about $100,000 rental property in cash. And I would have had one property in spring of 2022, and I would still be working. So I would have had one property with about an $800 cash flow about 6 months from today.
So yeah, it's not even here yet, but you had it. You had it on your map.
On the map. So then I made a spreadsheet with the money that I had invested, stopped paying off my mortgage, stopped paying extra on my mortgage, and using that and the money that I was paying toward the mortgage, and using made another spreadsheet following the lifestyles model. And I estimated I was going to be retired in probably 4.5 to 5 years, actually replacing my income and retiring. And so that's when I decided to go all in with real estate investing. And I was able to achieve that goal in 3.5 years rather than 4.5 years.
Woo! Quick. So that's interesting. So you had, we'll call it Map A, Dave Ramsey, pay everything off, and then save enough to pay cash for your first rental home, which would have been in 2022. And as I look at the calendar, it's 2021, but you were forward thinking enough and forward planning enough that, okay, here's the Dave Ramsey plan. Here's how much my income would be. Here's what I can do. And then you made a, I guess we'll call it spreadsheet B, a comparison using Del Walmsley's Lifestyles Unlimited plan. And that's what convinced you to move forward. Is that correct?
Correct. Because I was a little slow to get started with the debt issue. And so it took me a couple of months. And then when I saw the numbers in black and white, it was easy for me to decide to model.
Wow. That's beautiful. And the Dave Ramsey plan had you working until 70, and Dale got you retired in 3.5 years.
Right. It was about 13 to 15 years versus it ended up being 3.5 years.
Wow. That's incredible. Were you shocked as you started going down this real estate investment path at the speed at which the passive income came in?
Absolutely, because one of the things I was fortunate enough to do is when the government stopped letting me contribute the max to my 401k, I started contributing. I just started saving, still in Fidelity, still in stocks and mutual funds, because that's all I knew at the time. But yeah. I was fortunate to have a pile of money sitting there. So I was able to buy 4 properties in my first, I think, 14 months. And then I bought a few more, and then I went into passive investing about 2 years into it.
Well, Sorrell, I'm going to hold you up there, but that's outstanding. You took Dell's advice, you put it on paper, you followed it, and you retired yourself in 3.5 years. What a great story. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My name's Mike Harrison. I'm happy to be with you today. And speaking of financial freedom, my guest on the show is Sorrell Warren, and he's a very experienced and accomplished real estate investor and single family mentor with Lifestyles Unlimited in the Houston area. If you missed the last segment, Sorrell shared with us how he was able to change gears from the Dave Ramsey plan to the Del Walmsley Lifestyles Unlimited real estate investing plan. And Sorrell became real estate retired, and he joins us today from just outside of Cozumel, down on the Yucatan Peninsula down there in Mexico. But he's joining us today because he is living the lifestyle. He is real estate retired. But Sorrell, I want to ask you this. What you're able to accomplish, the fact that you wrote it on paper and you said, okay, this is going to work, But what you did was you put your net worth to work for you. And that whole idea, that's a concept that I dedicate my life to today, quite honestly. But it's a concept that I had never even heard of. And I call it RONW, or return on net worth. RONW is an acronym for return on net worth. But it's so completely different from what you and I grew up with, and what we were taught, and what we tried to do in corporate America about saving a net worth and then living off of that net worth when we retired, depleting it. Give us some thoughts on your end of that return on net worth.
Well, that was startling, because at the very beginning of the first day of the two-day training, they ask you to tell you how to calculate the return on net worth. And mine was zero. I did have some investments, but they were going, they were growing, but they were primarily growing from my monthly contributions into my retirement accounts, not from, you know, actual growth appreciation. They were going from appreciation, but not from interest, or however you want to word that.
Yeah.
And so my return on net worth was pretty much zero. Yeah, 0.0000 something, I'm sure.
Yes.
I added up the little bit of gain from the 401k in the previous year, those kind of things. And so then when I bought my very first rent property, this was in 2013, and I got back, you know, cash flows are different. This was 9 years ago. Cash flows are different today. But it was $520. And when I got my first rent check and paid my mortgage out of that, I had $520 left in my pocket, and I was still saving it to reinvest it. But anything I'd done toward my retirement prior to that, I'd never put a single dollar in my pocket. It was on paper. And that was eye-opening. That was, you know, stunning to me. And so I quickly went out and bought a second one. Actually, I bought two and three at the same time. And then I bought number four all within about 14 months.
It's a strange feeling.
In my pocket. It was.
It's really bizarre. Because not only did you get paid, but everything that needs to be paid that month is paid. I mean, the taxes are paid. The insurance is paid. The mortgage was paid. The resident's happy. Everything's flowing along, and it's surreal in a weird way. And you're like, wait a second. I had some properties that were paying in their prime over $600 a month, and it's hard. I don't want to say it's hard to get used to. I mean, I think people out there would laugh at us like, oh, it's hard to get used to getting $500 extra a month. But it's so weird after 30 years of IRA 401k. And you're like, wait a second, what am I supposed to do with this? You know, put it in.
Right.
I mean, so yeah, it's pretty neat. Sorrell, in your portfolio, I was looking at it, and you've got some really excellent examples of what I like to term second generation or third generation wealth. And I don't mean that your dad had money and your grandfather had money and your third generation wealth. What I mean by that is, if we look at our real estate assets, if you will, for a weird analogy, to, you know, they're children, right? Okay. So I've got this asset is kind of a child of mine. That's first generation, but then that asset is able to push off enough capital to go buy another asset, and so that becomes second generation. And you've got some of that in your portfolio. Talk to us about that for a moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Because when I bought my first four houses that first year, not only did they have immediate cash flow, but they had equity capture in them at the same time. As I was continuing to buy houses, I bought my I've had a total of probably 12 houses. I've sold some. Got to the point where the cash out refis, I was doing cash out refis on some of my properties, and that money enabled me to buy another property. And so I did not come out of pocket to buy that. And I've done that on at least one house. It is absolutely the third generation. So the initial investment I put down for less than $20,000 in 2013 has turned into two additional properties.
Fantastic. And the original property is still paying you monthly at the same time. So you go from 1 to 3 monthly checks.
Correct. Absolutely. And the same thing has happened in multifamily. I've had three of my six multifamily properties, one sold. I think I've had seven, I guess. So. Anyway, but some of those have sold. One of those have sold, and then two of them have done cash out refis, and that money has also bought additional multifamily properties.
So for you listeners out there, really in a nutshell, is what we're saying is we put money into a deal, and then at some point that deal, and we'll take the passive income, the apartment community example that Sorrell just spoke of. So we put money in a deal, and then at some point, a couple years later, that there might be a refinance, for instance, which is very common. And then we get a bunch of our money back, many times 100%, many times greater than 100%. But you don't just go spend that money. You put it into another deal, and you still have that original deal. And now you, both of them are paying you monthly. So it's a neat concept. And I love to think of that initial investment, then pushing off to a second investment. So we call that second generation wealth. And then that one pushes off into third generation. And Sorrell, you were saying that one of them enabled you to buy two more. So, it's even generating quicker.
Exactly.
So how many times as a real estate investor did you make less the year after? And by that, I mean, did you ever have a down year, so to speak?
No, my real estate income starting in 2014, my real estate income has gone up every single year. And in a couple of years, it's gone up substantially because I was able to buy a couple of different multifamilies have started paying. And so it's gone up every single year.
What an amazing concept, too. You're sitting on a beach in down in Cozumel, essentially, on an island off of Cozumel. And you're telling me that your income and your net worth continues to go up every year?
Absolutely. Yeah, I retired from my W-2 job in 2016. And when I got, I didn't actually replace my total income because as a highly compensated employee, I was paying a lot of taxes because the only tax deduction I had prior to getting into real estate was just the interest on my mortgage. And so I was paying a lot of taxes and I was saving a lot of money to invest. And so I got to the point where I replaced what, not even net income, what I needed to pay my bills and to travel and to have fun. That's when I decided I could retire. It wasn't even quite my net income, but it was more than I needed. And at that point, the real estate investing continues with the money that's already in there. I'm not coming out of pocket to continue to invest in real estate.
That is so beautiful. And also, Sorrell, the fact that you were trying to carve out a big chunk of your W-2 income and put it in that pile of money to ultimately retire, that equaled the fact that you didn't need as much as you were making to essentially retire and live the sweet life that you're living right now. When we come back, I want to get into the mentoring side because you are a mentor and you help a lot of people every day. And we'll get into that mentoring side when we come back. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm happy to be with you today. My name is Mike Harrison. I have a very special guest on the show today, real estate retired Sorrell Warren. Sorrell Warren was able to retire himself by investing in single family properties in just 3.5 years. Once he switched gears and made that change, he jumped in a very short amount of time was able to essentially create financial freedom for himself, walk away from the job and do what he wants to do when he wants to do it on his time. Now, how did Sorrell find Lifestyles Unlimited? Well, he was listening to the radio show just like all of you are doing today or the podcast, but he did something that a lot of you take too much time to do. And it took me 2 years to do this. He went to the free workshop. Now, our workshop, if you want to find the dates for it, is lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Come see exactly the plan that Sorrell followed. How do you invest in real estate? How do you create passive income for yourself? How we make money 5 different ways on single-family properties, 6 different ways on multifamily properties. If it's for you, then I invite you to sign up and join Lifestyles Unlimited. And you can do that at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com, GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. So, Sorrell, you accomplished your goal. You retired with real estate, and now you find yourself as an actual real estate mentor, helping people just like myself make good decisions within their real estate investing portfolio. How did that come about? How did it come about that you became a mentor there out of our Houston office?
Sure. Mike, let me tell you that. But let me just echo something you just said. If anyone is listening to the program today, they've taken the time to listen to it. Real estate investing is for them. They already have that curiosity. So I would tell everyone to immediately get into the free workshop. And at that point, it may not be for you. But if you're listening to the podcast or the radio, get to the workshop. And that can be eye-opening and life-changing right there. And then, you know, take action from that point. But don't hesitate. You said you took you 2 years to get there. It took me less than 10 days to get to the free workshop.
Ah, you saw it. And I was just, the good life got in the way of my great life, Sorrell. I'll tell
exactly.
you, there's nothing
Absolutely.
Truer. Things were going well. And I liked the podcast. And then finally, you know what it took for me? One of my clients is down on the bottom floor in Dallas, Fort Worth. And I was down there making a sales call. They're on the very bottom level, I guess the basement level. And as I'm coming up the stairs, I kind of looked back over my shoulder and I saw the Lifestyles Unlimited office. And it was almost like devil on one shoulder, angel on the other. And
right.
I think they were both saying the same thing is like, you knucklehead, if you don't go up those stairs now, you're never going to do it.
Yeah.
And so,
my frustration level is what drove me to do it so quickly.
Yeah, you had had enough. You were sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's a good Dave
exactly.
Ramsey term. Excellent.
Yeah. So as the mentoring came about, so I was able to retire, and I was traveling a lot, and I was retired for about 17 months, I believe. And Dell teaches at the very beginning, when you're successful, you know, people went before you and sent back the map. So when you become successful, give back. So first I had an opportunity to work in member services, and I did that for a few months and thoroughly enjoyed that. And then the opportunity came to be a mentor. And I would not have been able to do this on my own. And not only that, I was so busy where I was working lots of hours, I would not have been able to do it probably as successfully or as quickly had I not upgraded my membership to the level that includes mentoring and includes realtors and those, you know, small things that the advanced level includes, and which is the reason I joined at that level. But when I saw what that did for me and I got the opportunity to do it, I was quick to do that. I absolutely love working with people who come in. They have the deer in the headlight look. They don't know where to get started. They don't know what to do. And we tell everybody, you know, you paid for the membership. You paid for mentoring. Use the mentoring. And it's kind of funny. Sometimes people will call me and say, I hate to bother you. I'm sorry to bother you. And you can't bother me enough.
Yeah.
Property, you may remember your first property. I was calling the mentor all the time. And so I want people to call me as much as they need to. And more experience, they're going to probably need me less on the second call. Probably a little less on the third, house. And after that, I don't talk to them at all. I bump into them, and now they've gone from 2 houses to 7 houses very quickly. That's up. What we do is we hold their hands. We walk with them step by step, and we show them, you know, not only what they need to do, what they should do, but we also kind of get a little bit stern and tell them what not to do. And Lynn Murrow, the executive VP, uses the phrase that, you know, mentors tell you not what you want to hear, but sometimes what you need.
Those are all great points, and I'm glad you said the point about using your mentor. I feel a lot of people, just like you said, they say, I don't want to bother you. And then the other point you brought up, it was that first house really is the most difficult. It was for me. So do you feel that, how many houses does it take for someone really starts feeling their oats, so to speak, and kind of you teach them how to walk, then they're walking on their own, and then they're running?
Two or three. And like I say, sometimes I never hear back from them at all. And sometimes I have members on their fifth and sixth and seventh house, and they're calling me, and they'll say, I think I know the answer, but I just want to get your blessing on it. And it's not that I'm blessing the house or blessing anything, but I'm just, they know what to do. They've done the education. They've bought multiple houses, and they just want to. And this is kind of maybe a new step, something crucial, something tricky. And usually by that time, you know, whatever they're looking at, they're exactly on point. But they just want that reassurance. Some of the funniest calls I get, and I have a couple of couples that I know really well, and they call me because they're both educated. They both, you know, the couple has bought multiple properties, but they're at a little bit of a disagreement. And they'll call in, and one couple says, I'm calling in for you to referee. And it's so funny that they're on the conference call, and I can pick one of the two sides. You know, the lifestyles model, it's not me, it's the lifestyles model. It's where I've been trained. And then it's kind of funny, the little debate and the reaction they're having when whoever's the winner, so to speak, in that little discussion.
You know, the big picture of that, Sorrell, the beauty of it, and it's something I've experienced in my own marriage. My wife is definitely my partner in every way, but she was very hesitant about this whole real estate investing. And it wasn't that she didn't trust me. It's the simple fact that it was different than both how she grew up, how I grew up, how we were trained. And suddenly we're pulling money out of the end-all be-all of retirement and putting it into real estate. But we fast forward 3 years later, 4 years later, 5 years later, she's fully engaged. We discuss real estate, I believe, on a daily basis. I mean, deals come across now when we passively invest. She's throwing questions at me and then asking questions or sitting in on a webinar when a lead is presenting the webinar. But the beauty, the big picture, you're describing how you're refereeing for a husband and wife or two individuals that are together. They're involved. We're involved in our retirement. I never had a 401k discussion with my wife. I never got a statement in the mail and said, ooh, babe, let's open that over a bottle of wine and talk about how our 401k performed. It just doesn't happen. But right. I'll tell you this, when there's a refinance event, it's a celebration. That's a dinner out for us. That's a bottle of champagne. That's an opportunity for us to go out and celebrate. So we are involved in a retirement, and that may be one of the most understated benefits of being involved in a community of real estate investors like Lifestyles Unlimited. I think it brings people closer.
Most definitely. Brings that quite a bit.
Brings people closer together and that they're involved in their retirement. And I wanted to change gears just briefly, but there's another group of folks, and I get a ton of email traffic from this, and I'm sure the same is on your end as far as the mentorship. It's those folks that are in their mid-50s, and they've come to the workshop, they've joined Lifestyles Unlimited, they know that it's not a want, it's a need for them now to create passive income. They can see the end of the tunnel where this is going, and they realize they need to create passive income. Yet they're so very hesitant of breaking into that IRA or 401k because they simply can't get over the taxes or the penalties, because they tell themselves in 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, I'm going to be able to grab these funds without penalty. What advice would you offer these folks?
The biggest thing on that is people consider the traditional retirement plans, the 401k and the IRAs, safe, and they view real estate as risky. In my opinion, it's exactly the opposite. Like I said, I'd recovered in 2002 or so and was heavily investing in retirement and lost it. I didn't lose it because I didn't pull it out, but it dropped a lot in the crash of 08 and 09. And so my investments dropped 40% or whatever it was. And it took me 3 or 4 years to ride it back up to where it was normal again before it started growing. That doesn't happen in real estate. I live in Houston. We're the oil and gas place, and so all as you know, a lot of prior to this, the price of real estate was heavily affected by the price of a barrel of oil. But my income didn't go down. I still got my cash flow. I was still doing cash out refis during some of the oil busts, not busts, but the oil downturns.
You'll make all that money back. And Sorrell, it's amazing how fast an hour goes by. I just want to thank you so much for taking the time and sharing your advice and your story with us. If you have any questions at all, reach out to me, askmike@luinc.com. My friends, this is so fun. It's so rewarding what we do. And that's why we say it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. My name's Mike Harrison. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.